This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's continue our conversation on design and inclusion. October marks National Disability Employment Awareness Month. You are likely well aware of the barriers facing people with disabilities when it comes to accessing employment. There are businesses big and small that can make changes to include more and more people in their hiring process. Marco Pasqua is an accessibility consultant, and he joins us from Vancouver with his perspective. Hey, good morning, Marco.
Good morning, Dave.
So, Marco, we talk about employment and inclusion in the workplace for people with disabilities almost endlessly, yet there are still all sorts of shortcomings when it comes to the actual number of people with disabilities being employed. This answer may be a little bit self-evident, but why are awareness months like this so important?
Well, I think it's so important, especially now in a time of labor shortage, in that I don't think employers realize that there's an untapped talent source of people with disabilities that are ready and willing to work. Here in British Columbia alone, there's over 600,000 people with disabilities who are of a working age that are ready to work. And as I just said, you know, right now we're dealing with a lot of people either not going back to work or for one reason or another, they can't work at the time. But there is other talent sources that they can go to, employers, to source for their businesses. And people with disabilities is just one of them, and it's a great source.
Now, you're going to be partnering with hirefortalent.ca for a fireside chat during this awareness month. What issues are you going to be exploring in that event?
Yeah, so my version of the talk is, so it's on October 21st, we're doing a Facebook premiere video. Really looking forward to that because I actually am going to be talking about my own personal stories of navigating the workforce with a disability, having cerebral palsy, as well as talking about some communication tips on working with people with disabilities of all different kinds. I think that employers get very nervous around approaching people of different types of disabilities. They don't know the right things to say. They don't know how to refer to pieces of equipment that individuals use. So I'm going to take a deeper dive into some of the language to use, some of the language to avoid, and then how to basically have somebody feel included in the workplace that's easy and digestible for small business owners to understand so they can just get started and do the really good stuff, which is run their business in the way they know how.
You mentioned small business there. I did see that it's going to be a focus here on medium-sized and small businesses. Why the focus on those businesses?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I actually think that it's simple. Small businesses are the cornerstone of most communities. We do love our big businesses. They help us to get the job done with certain things that we do. But small businesses, I think, keep the wheels turning. And I think for me as a small business owner myself, as a person who runs my own business, I can tell you that community members love going to their local businesses, and I'm a huge fan of helping keep that alive. You know, throughout the pandemic, we've seen a huge struggle for small businesses within our community to be able to keep the doors open. Mm-hmm. So the more that we can get the small businesses active in the community, recognizing what they can do to activate the communities and the people within their communities to get the jobs done, that's good news for me, and that's good news for Canadians across the country.
Marco, I know as we've been having this conversation over the course of the last year with you, but with contributors generally on this network, we always talk about how oftentimes the adaptations that can be made in the workplace, accommodations, are actually quite low cost for a lot of organizations and corporations to bring in a person with a disability. But are the barriers different for a small business or a medium-sized business compared to a large organization to getting an inclusive hiring and create a more inclusive atmosphere for a person with a disability?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, bigger businesses are going to have those larger teams. They're going to be able to run employee resource groups, things for people to understand. They have a little bit more pocket change to work with. Small businesses, they've had to be crafty. They've had to work within certain things. There's a lot of grants and things that they can access. But it is a lot more challenging for small businesses to say, hey, it's okay, just hire people with disabilities and you'll be fine. And the small business owner says, yeah, well, that was great and everything, except that I'm also the accountant. I'm also the marketing director. I'm also all of these things. And I
I'm the HR department. I'm the IT department.
Yeah, exactly, right? So what we want to do is want to minimize those barriers, especially for the small business owners, so that they recognize that, yes, you know, there is cost to bringing on any new employee, but rather, you know, in the research that we've done, we know that people with disabilities, oftentimes, if they're given the real opportunity to work, you know, there are individuals who have greater productivity, or they're able to work and use their adaptability that they've learned by having a disability and apply that to the workforce. So that's the cool thing about that there. And as far as accommodations go, there's a huge misnomer because people think that accommodating somebody with a disability in the workforce is going to cost a lot of money. It's not just the installation of $1,000 ramps or huge elevators or things like this. It's simple things that make a difference. And most times those accommodations are under about $500 and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Marco, I know there's a lot going on in regards to this Awareness Month and there's so much going on, but are there any other events or resources that you wanted to highlight as part of National Disability Awareness Month?
You know, here in British Columbia, you know, the group that I used to work with, the President's Group, they're doing a lot throughout the month. But I would just recommend to anyone, regardless of your region across Canada, just look up National Disability Employment Awareness Month on Google and check out the employment resource centers in your local community. I know that so many of them are doing virtual events now. So we're all global citizens today. Yeah. You know, it doesn't necessarily matter where you live. If you want to come see an event that's being hosted out of Vancouver, but you happen to live in Toronto, that's possible now. So there is a lot of benefits as a result of the technology that we use today. And you and I have talked about that on other shows in the past. I think that it's really cool to explore that because I don't think that we're now limited by our physical or geographical regions anymore.
Marco, we talked about the positives on that front a couple of weeks ago, but I'm curious, as I think about it more, I'm almost wondering if all these virtual events creates kind of a pressure, right? Especially for someone like yourself who just like craves this knowledge. I wonder if you ever feel like, oh man, there's almost like too many virtual events. I'm burning out here.
Yes, absolutely. That always happens. I actually am speaking at an HR event tomorrow, but it happens today as well. And it's kind of interesting how event planners have adapted because you get the entire calendar of what's going to be happening. And there's so many different panel discussions happening at the same time because they're able to do it virtually that now the tough choice is which one do I want to go to first, right?
Yeah, it's reached the point where I'm like, oh man, there's only so much room in my calendar at this point. I actually, one of my friends got married a few weeks ago and they were like, hey Dave, sorry, you know, we're not doing a big in-person thing. Here's a Zoom invitation to the wedding if you want to watch it. I was like, nah, forget that, man. Like, I'll send you guys an envelope as per usual, but I'll wait to see you guys in person to congratulate you. Hey Marco, thank you for making some time for us today. We always appreciate you getting up early there on the West Coast for us. Have yourself a great day and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
Yeah, no problem. I look forward to it.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.